Which one are you doing?
What do you mean, like?
What level?
Well, the beginners.
How many hours is that?
13 hours fasting and 11 hours eating. No, it's not that you just eat for 11 hours.
No, when are you starting?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so the crisps you're having.
Are you recording me? Don't be a dick.
It's like,
well, I already started eating before.
There's something beautifully ironic about downloading a diet app, a giant bag of potato and a chocolate bar in front of you, and going, no, no. I'm like hearing you smack the chocolate in your mouth.
I'm getting it in before I start.
Got to get as much shite in.
Yeah. It's probably the wrong time to start, actually, because I'm during my period and it's not great to be off sugar during that time.
No.
No. Because you need the sugar. Well, the chocolate anyway. I do. Anyway, we're not talking about diets on this podcast. That's going to wreck people's heads, isn't it? Have you ever had a Worcester sauce crisp?
No.
They're so good.
Are these, I haven't seen the diet app you downloaded, but is this all on the diet app?
No. I thought we said no judgment.
There is no judgment.
I'm sorry.
That's a genuine question.
You came down the stairs after your shower about an hour ago to show me your belly.
It's huge.
And how bloated it was after having a beer.
It's, my belly is the biggest it's ever been in its life. And I did a test when I was in the shower. I urge you to do this, because if you ever need the encouragement to stop eating shite, it's this. I turned on the shower.
I'm sorry, you said to stop eating shite. Did you not just have half a bar of chocolate?
It starts tomorrow. It starts tomorrow. I turned on the shower and I stood as straight as I could and I walked straight under the beam of water to see what got wet first. And my belly got wet before my face did.
I'm actually ashamed for you.
That's how much my belly was sticking out. My belly got wet before my face did.
That's a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, we're going to take a new direction for the podcast. It's going to be all wellness and dietary stuff. I think there's a real, there's a gap in the market for
we
that.
Are definitely,
is anyone else talking about that sort
so,
of stuff?
I don't think so.
Let's talk about mental health. Let's talk about...
Or do you know what we should do? Your parents' podcast, nobody's doing that.
Welcome to the one and only Irish parenting podcast.
The new parents podcast. Season two. Just getting that in there. So I was editing last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed when I was editing that... You do a lot of dramatic pausing. I have to delete a lot of pauses.
Oh my God.
You really, really do. I didn't realize it until I was editing, in particular last week's episode. And I had to cut out so many pauses.
This is actually embarrassing. It's
like
actually embarrassing for you. I'm media trained, obviously. What I'm doing is allowing time for the listener to digest what we're talking about. Whereas you're just...
Or fall asleep.
Just because Rita listens to this podcast.
She'd be delighted you gave her a shout out.
And she's, well, I don't know how much...
We were away for the weekend at my cousin's wedding. The beautiful Lusty Beg was fabulous.
Oh my God, it was.
Such a gorgeous wedding. And she was a little stunner. But obviously my aunties and stuff were there. And they all made it very, very clear that I'm better on this podcast than you are.
No, they
they're not biased.
To your face, they thought you were great on the podcast. So
they said I was better.
Have that win.
But they're our number one fans. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know if it
my
is
fan.
Because Rita said that she loves listening to the podcast
to fall asleep
every night. So I don't know if our number one fan uses
us to doze
her off.
Do you know why she falls asleep? Because you leave long, dramatic pauses.
Night, night, Rita.
We could say some shit, you know, in that episode of Friends.
Subliminal.
Yeah, but you know that episode of Friends where Rachel gives Chandler a tape to stop him from smoking, I think.
Okay, here we go. Rita, you are a strong, confident woman. You can be the best version of yourself. I want you to wake up tomorrow, look in the mirror and say, yeah, I've got this.
Anyway, there are number one fans. It was actually nice. I did forget because some of our neighbours stopped us before as well. And said, oh, I just listened to your podcast. I did forget sometimes after we record an episode that people actually listen to us.
Yeah, I know. We just kind of do this and then forget that it goes out there.
And then people stop.
Thousands
and
of people all over the world, not to brag, but all over the world tune in.
They do.
So hello, everybody all over the world. Actually, can I just Sorry, deep breath. How are you? How are you? Are you okay? Sorry, Deb, I'm just talking directly to the listener. I'm just, do you know what I'm doing? I'm speaking in a way that...
I don't think anyone's going to get it. I really will get it.
I want people to know that...
Are we actually going to talk about this?
Yeah, let's.
Okay, so he was doing an impression of Holly there.
I always liked her.
Yeah, I still like her.
I got off her throughout this whole rigmarole that's happening.
I don't know.
Out of a molehill.
I don't know if, unless you're in it, you know what's going on.
Do you know what the mad thing is? Some of the stuff they're talking about, this nepotism exists in the world of television. It exists in every business. But the thing about it is, you're hearing some like controversial stuff, like, oh, Philip Schofield was having an affair with this younger fella. At the time they were having their affair, they're both of like legal age.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking back to myself, and I've been in and out of the media landscape for over 20 years at this stage.
Yeah.
And the stuff that I would have known that maybe I don't even know was bad or is bad, yeah, or is sackable or so controversial that somebody should have to resign. It's just like I haven't delved too much into it, but it feels like they were like straight on the grooming bandwagon.
I think they did that because his brother was just, I think it was, yeah, like the timing thing. So the media has spun it in a way, but
Jared Dixon, I'm going to name check him because I saw him do this and I thought, you know what? That's a very, yeah, that's a very good point. Somebody was having a rant about how when Philip Schofield first met this fella, he was only 15. He was obviously very much older, in a position of power, had the ability to give him a career path, which he ultimately did. And then when he got that career path, then they struck up a relationship. And that's the grooming element. That's the thing, is he obviously, you know, from a young age, nurtured this person through. So this person then was in awe of them. And it was, that was the shocking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jer pointed out Cheryl Cole first met Liam Payne when he was 14 and she was a judge. Talk about a position of power.
Yeah.
Gets into One Direction, gets into the music industry, works his way up the music industry. How is that not the same? They end up going on and having a kid and it was celebrated. It was lauded. In fact, I remember at the time, the internet was awash with the first time they met each other and they're playing these clips and it's all funny and like, it's all, yeah, grand when it happens in that direction. Or if it was just a normal boy,
well,
and
like,
a girl.
Look at Leonardo DiCaprio. He's 49. He's gone out a 19-year-old.
It's crazy.
I don't know if it's an age thing. I think it's more people are saying it's the grooming thing. That's what I seem to see a lot
online.
Where
was the uproar over Cheryl Cole?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, was that grooming? I don't think anybody mentioned grooming. So why, when the exact same scenario was happening, are they now saying grooming?
I would always thought grooming was something different. Like, I feel like what... like, obviously we don't know, we're not part of it and we're not involved, but like, I feel like the whole Philip Schofield thing, that's like, he just gave your man like
a leg up,
like, which happens in every walk of life and every job. Like, if you know somebody or you get to know somebody or you reach out to somebody and they give you a leg up, where I kind of feel like grooming is like something different. I think it's like, where what I take it to be is that if you like followed a young person online or something and start talking to them and like, you know, saying like...
when they were totally naive to the world
things,
and steered them in the direction of you.
Yeah, and put them into your world and made them see that like you're someone that they should hang out with. You're someone that, like, I don't know. I just think it's different.
I always thought that then to call somebody a groomer and use that term, they would have had to have acted upon their grooming at a point that it was still illegal for them to be with that person.
Yeah. It's now, just, obviously, like, we don't know the ins and outs.
We don't know the ins and outs. And that's the problem, is that it's now like...
And now I kind of feel like, you know, with the staff of ITV and his management and all that, they're like, he lied. I'm just kind of like...
the amount of lies I know people have.
I kind of feel like, yeah, fair enough. But like, is it enough to make him a villain? Like, I don't know, like... can nobody make a mistake anymore?
But like, you look at somebody like Harvey Weinstein, sexual predator, absolutely deserved to be cancelled, and was the root of this huge Me Too movement. And that is an example whereby, yes, that is a man who deserves everything that he got, right?
Yeah.
He deserved to lose everything. I don't think Philip Scott, again.
Okay, we don't know the incident. We're only reading what we can see online, I guess.
I can just see the Gus.ie headline now. Killian in support of groomer. I'm not, Ali. I'm not, okay? I'm just saying there is, you know, take a step back where, how is this the headlines? The other side of it, I was thinking this myself the other day, we're kind of, when we go through a phase of like the headlines being taken over by something like this.
Yeah.
Which at the crux of it is two consenting adults having a same-sex relationship. Yeah. That's the crux of it, right? So when that's taken over all our headlines, I'm thinking, oh, well, grand, at least there's not anything actually bad going on in the world.
No, but there actually is. And then that's the other side of it, is that people are up in arms going, are we still talking about there's X, Y, and Z going on in these other countries? And all we're talking about is this man, this grown man, who had a relationship with somebody who was of legal age, well able to make up his own mind and decision if he wanted to have this relationship. And this is what we're talking about, and because he lied about it.
Yeah, that's true. No one's talking about the Turkish president who's back in power again, even though he is riddled with corruption and everything else, wants to get into bed with Putin. Like, there's actual geopolitical issues happening in the world that we're not hearing, because all we're hearing about is Philip Schofield on a disposable vape in that interview, by the way, which
it's so weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you know what, right, haven't been somebody in the media, right, and Philip Schofield having spent 20 years in the media, he has seen people get cancelled and all of these things come and go. So what's happening right now, I could speak confidently, not obviously I don't know no because I don't know Scof. I have been texting him, but apparently he doesn't reply to DMs. No, I can tell you for almost certain what's happening now is that his management have dropped him, his agency have dropped him, everybody wants to distance themselves from them because they want to maintain their own reputation. There's probably secret phone calls coming, going, Phil, we're sorry, but you know, we got to do this. And he's like, I understand the game.
Do you reckon there's, that's what's going on with him and Holly?
There's an air of that, maybe, that he's taking the fall.
I just kind of feel like, how can you be friends with somebody for like over 20 years and then just drop them like...
No emotion in her press release. Her Instagram post. No emotion in her delivery of the Monday statement. Morning announcement. No emotion. Like, why are you friend for years?
And has none of what she's put out was personalised.
No.
It was
she actually,
distant.
If anything she did, the first line of Monday morning's show is, deep breath, how are you? So what did she do in that? I know you got to, if you look back on that 2 minutes of piece to camera, every single word was obsessed over and written and crafted by a crisis management team. Yeah. That's who's dealing with Philip Schofield, I can speak almost certainly, not 100% obviously, but that's who's minding Philip Schofield's brand right now, is a crisis management team. There are people who exist to do this for a living, right? And you can be damn sure that the lawyers and all of the people, all the heads got together and they worked over the last week, I'd say, if not all through the weekend, on this statement, this opening monologue that Holly gets to give, that relinquishes her responsibility somewhat from whatever's happening, but also lets her be the sweetheart. And the first line of it, if you look at it, if you break it down, the first line she does is she says, how are you? So she puts it into the hands of the audience. Mm-hmm. So what she does in that moment is she says, there is responsibility and hey, you're involved in this just as much as I am. So if you hate me, you hate yourself too. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So she makes it about us and not about her. And it's like a smart move. It was well written. Mm. But if you've been in the media for long enough, if you look at it, anything through a cynical enough of an eye, you can see right through that and see what that is. So that way it's like...
I kind of feel like her statement said nothing. Like,
spoke for 2 minutes but said nothing.
Like,
and then there was a hug at the end with the new co-host, or the step-in co-host. And then they turned to camera. I didn't see it, but I'm assuming they turned.
Continued on.
After the break, we've got how to make fajitas in the kitchen. And then it just goes back to normal, which is what TV will do, because it needs to go back to just normal consistency.
Yeah.
And then I guarantee you, the viewer will forget and move on. And then there'll be another thing to be outraged about next week. Something else will happen somewhere. And people will move on. The controversy will move on.
Yeah.
But in the meantime...
And like, I don't think ITV have really said anything.
No, that's what, if you look at Eamon Holmes and people who are ex-ITV, they're really having a pop at Scof. They're having a pop at ITV management. They're having a pop at all these people because they're saying what they did is wrong, because they moved this guy from the This Morning show onto Loose Women. They booted off the junior producer that was on Loose Women. They got rid of him and they replaced him with this fella.
Oh, the fella that he was with. Oh, okay.
And there was also, they're upset about the fact of, like...
So then when they're coming out saying that Philip lied, they're saying from a perspective of, he lied to us, we didn't know that this relationship was going on, and those bump ups that he gave, we weren't part of it because we were made to believe that he was just helping this young producer, but in actual fact there was a relationship there, like...
Yeah, I think so. But then the other side of it is that, they all knew there was a relationship there.
Yeah,
they all knew.
For sure, like.
Come on. If you work in an office, you know who's with who.
You
if there's
know.
Been an office party, you know who scored who.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah,
don't tell me.
For sure.
Someone like Philip Schofield, who is a star. If there was the equivalent in a normal office would be like a manager or somebody high up. And if they do something, everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
All the foot soldiers know about it. Everybody does. So you're telling me that everybody was going,
they definitely knew.
He lied
knew
to me
that.
Too. He didn't lie to you. You knew exactly, but you're saving face because you've...
And,
multi-million pound contract that they need to fulfill.
Yeah. Do you reckon, so do you reckon like maybe Holly and him are still secretly friends?
100% they're still WhatsApping each other. 100%.
Yeah.
The only thing she should do, because the likes of Piers Morgan exist who'll hack your phone, is she should change his name from Schofield to Timothy.
Something else.
And then just be texting away to Timothy and be supporting Timothy privately. Scope has 10 million in the bank. So
I just kind of feel like if you're somebody's friend, like, and if they've made a
TV
mistake.
TV friend.
No, their families were integrated. Like, they'd go on holidays and everything together.
No,
like.
I appreciate that. But that served their on-screen relationship. And you're not. What are you going to choose? Your friendship with this person or your multi-million pound contract?
Oh, no, like, I get that.
The decision had to be made to distance yourself.
Yeah, but, like, come on, you're not human. Like, can people not make mistakes?
No offense, Debbie, but for multi-million pound contracts, I'd distance myself from you. I'd still, you could still live here. Well, no, I'd be in a mansion. You could live in the mansion. I'd give you a wing. I'd WhatsApp you the whole time. But as far as the public were concerned, I'd be like Una Healy. Oh, I never really met Debbie.
Oh, we're bringing up that now.
She seems like a lovely person.
That's such a segue you did there.
I've never really met her though. And then you'd be sharing pictures of us from a wedding day and all. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, that's mad. I don't remember really. That's another thing. I don't know if we can get into that. Do we have time to get into that?
Yeah, I feel sorry for Una. Like, so what if she was like off doing that?
She should have felt like she should have said, yeah, I was having a bit of a
fun. Maybe she wasn't. I don't know. Like, obviously we don't know. But like, I just kind of feel like, so what? Like,
isn't she releasing a new single?
Yeah. It's good timing.
What did Joanne McNally say? Everything's content.
Yeah. But I kind of feel like, yeah, just like let her do whatever she wants to do. Like,
I can't get over the public's entitlement to feel like they deserve to know all this shit.
And like, she's been getting like horrendous messages and everything, like, insane.
From
people
the same sort of people who, like, in their bio have a mother to my three kids.
Yeah. But then, do you
know
what? Actually,
be kind and then are awful online.
This is how awful people are, right? I'm in this Facebook group and it's for to find childminders and babysitters and stuff like that. And woman put up a post saying she needed a childminder and she put in the hours and stuff like that. And she needed somebody to come at like 7 a.m., drop them off to creche from 8 till 6, let's say. And so, like, it's a long day or whatever. So she obviously works full time, like. And some other mother wrote underneath it going, oh my God, I feel sorry for your children. Do you even get to see them at the weekends? Now, to be fair, all the other mams in the group jumped on to defend the woman that worked. But how horrible. Like, that woman probably already, I know myself from working, like, full time. That woman already probably feels shit that she has to, like, get somebody in at 7 a.m., to help get the kids ready and all, so she can get out to work, and doesn't get home till, so she probably works 9 to 5.
She's probably,
but it's an
already
hour commute and an hour
and
commute home.
Somebody says that online. And it is that there's this total disconnect from what people say online and the fact that they would not say that
to their face.
You know, well, just, at least our generation wouldn't. But then what's happening now is that kids who are only growing up online now, much younger, are getting to a point where they like feel like they can act and speak like they do online in real life, which is why you have these little upstarts who are very difficult when it comes to putting them into a job situation with a boss. And they're not used to that, any sort of authoritative figure, really, without feeling like they can say whatever they want, whenever they want, without any repercussion, because they're special little angels. That's the difficult thing with Alex. How do we let him know? Like, I find myself, he'll do something and I'll be like, you're the best boy. And it'll be like, he'll have blinked or he'll rub his eye or something. You're the best boy.
Well, it's okay now to do things like that. It's when they get older.
But how do you
balance
that?
Because it's like saying well done, but like not giving them a trophy for coming last.
I've given him a round of applause for doing a big poo before.
It's different
now. What am I setting that child up for?
It's different now. It's later on in life when you have those conversations. Like, it's okay to not win. It's okay to lose. It's okay to let somebody else win. Like, you know, all that jazz. You can do all that later in life, but like not right now. He's only 1.5.
It's okay just to tell him that he's great when he does something shite.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's how he'll develop and learn.
Yeah.
In terms of like, to keep doing stuff.
But is he learning that everything he does is amazing?
No, like, because he doesn't understand that. He just gets he just sees a reaction. So then he's like, oh, that got a reaction, I'm going to do it again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is,
that's like if he says, does something bold and you laugh, he's going to continue to do that.
Yeah, because he doesn't really have the wherewithal yet to be able to decipher between I think, a really positive and a negative reaction yet. Yeah. Because, so like, he obviously doesn't speak English, right? So he just hears tones in her voice. So he'll do something good and I'll say, oh my God, that's great. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll slap you in the face and then he'll go, Alex, don't do that. Right? Now take out the English bit of that and all he heard was, and then the second one is, what did you do? He doesn't know the difference. Right, so I'm going to propose a parenting technique.
Okay, go on.
We use accents to help encourage differentiating, like when something is good. So we can use our normal accent. So you obviously want to stay in this accent as long as possible. And then it could be like, if he does something bad, be like Scottish, but like, don't you do that. What are you doing? Put that down.
Do you know what you just reminded me of?
What?
I recorded you again when you were doing the bath time with Alex on Saturday. I recorded you. Can you remember what you were doing? You were doing Baby Shark, but you were doing it in different accents.
So like...
And you slagged me over nursery rhymes and all.
Look, there's only so many times I can go around the rosy of Baby Shark and Grandpa Shark and Grandma Shark. So I decided to change it up.
And do different accents. I think our listeners deserve to listen to this.
Belfast Shark. You like that one? Where else have we got? Cock shout do 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 do. Cock shout do 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 do. Cock shout do 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 do. Cock shark. Where else? Where else? You want to go where? I mean, okay, not the most flattering, you know.
I liked it. I recorded it because I thought it was funny and I thought it was quite creative and he enjoyed it.
But when you look at the stuff that gets popular for kids on Cokemelon and whatnot, that has the potential to be the next Baby Shark. Maybe we're sitting on something
gold
incredible here.
Set up a YouTube channel.
Skull.
I can't do accents, so what'll I do?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'd love to hear your version.
Baby Shark.
Sorry. Okay, now you gotta start by saying the accent.
No, because if I say what it is, then it won't be
Belfast Shark.
Belfast Shark. Right,
I'm gonna throw an accent at you.
Okay.
Cork.
We'll say it first.
Cork Shark.
Cork Shark. Cork Shark.
Oh my God.
Can't do languages or accents.
Okay, can you do American?
Like, I need to hear it first.
American shark.
American shark. American shark. American shark.
American. American. American shark.
How do you do this? I do something to slag you and you turn it around and it's you that's slagging me. You're totally being gaslit on this podcast.
Speaking of... your mother, I need to have serious words with her because she has the ability to give a compliment that's so layered. I'm gonna have to coin a phrase. It's a lasagna compliment. It's so layered with shit beneath the surface. So it was the day two of the wedding.
Yeah.
And I appear out of the bedroom ready in my day two attire, barbecue. So nice white trainers, pair of shorts. And then I made a choice with the shirt, right?
I like that shirt.
And your mom just took a second.
Looked you up in there.
Looked at me. And then she said this. You know, not a lot of people could pull off a shirt like that. Is this a compliment? She goes, no, yeah. No. You looks great on you. But it just felt like, so what are you trying to say?
But there is a lot of clothes that you'd wear that like just wouldn't look good.
What about when we went up to look at the creche? When I just was wearing Crocs, tracksuit bottoms, a t-shirt and then a shacket over it.
Oh, you're like a mixture. But you still look pretty cool.
And a baseball
cool.
cap. See, what can I say?
You're just cool, huh?
You got to wear the clothes. You can't let the clothes wear you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's our merch, by the way, is going to say that.
More words of wisdom from Killian.
Sorry, we're just having a crisp break. This isn't... are you hunting for sponsorship, are you?
No, but
tell us about the flavour profile of that Tato crisp.
I'm just saying, I've been looking at them for the last 25 minutes. I need to have one.
Intermittent fasting isn't done in like bouts of 25 minutes. Am I skinny?
You haven't started yet.
Okay, okay. So I had an idea for a business.
Go on. A good idea now. Is it going to make us money?
Us money?
Yeah.
If there's any money to be made on this, chicken, it's going, it's going into my account.
Chicken.
Yeah.
We're married.
Yeah, pet, what?
I get half of everything.
Oh, f*** you do, don't you? Don't you?
I'm quids in.
You just sit back, eat your crisps, let me make the money.
Go on anyway.
So here's the idea. Remember the website Your Face or Mine?
Yes.
Where like public would vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd put.
I used to love that show.
Oh yeah, it was a TV show as well. Remember that? Was it Jimmy Carr?
Oh yeah, no,
well?
It was a TV show, yeah.
So I kind of like the idea of mass voting to kind of get a result. All right. Okay. Quick side note. If you and I went on Your Face or Mine, who do you think would win?
You.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you don't like yourself.
I never said I don't like myself.
But like, I think you would win.
I'm just not in love with myself at the moment.
Okay.
But I didn't say I don't like myself.
Are you in like with yourself?
Well, no, if I don't love myself.
Are you intolerant of yourself with yourself?
You're so confusing me now. I'm just not in a good place. Me and myself are fighting at the moment.
Okay.
We'll be back on track shortly.
Okay, cool.
And I give up the crisps. What's the this? Anyway.
So my idea for a business, I kind of feel like I don't know if I should put this out there because I don't have the copyright on it.
Well, this will be the copyright.
Does this count as copyright?
What date's today? The 5th of June.
So do not use this idea. Otherwise.
You heard it here first, guys.
I'm coming after you.
Okay, go on. Legally. This better be good now.
So, do you ever get into, I'm not going to use the word argument, but we'll just say a conversation with your partner.
Disagreement.
Where you feel you are 100% right, and you can tell by the way they're responding, they feel they are 100% right.
Okay.
So my idea is that you record a 60-second video pitching your argument, your partner records their 60-second video pitching their counter, you put it out on the internet, and then millions of people watch the two videos and then they decide, and then the argument is settled by the masses.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know why you're apprehensive? Because you know if it goes to a public vote.
No, I'm thinking
I'd win every time.
No. Bullshit, Killian, like. You wouldn't. Anyway, I'm trying to think what would be, would it work?
Don't try and think of why it wouldn't work. Don't try and
think
of
negatives. Like, you have to. If you're going to set up a business, you have to think of all angles.
Power on through. Let's just make it work. Let's
would
make it happen.
Would people do the video?
I would watch people listen to this. It's the two of us rabbiting on for 20 minutes. You're telling me if there was a website where there was like juicy stuff that a couple
on. People would go on and vote, but I don't know, would people upload videos of themselves like for their point?
Well, maybe that could be the first thing in and of it all. If you are like, okay, well let's put this to it. We have to think
maybe
of
it could be anonymous and they don't have to show their face and it's audio. Because you're just telling a side of a story.
I would love if listeners of ours were to submit an argument that they had from each side.
I get a lot of voice messages from women who have had similar disagreements and arguments that we've had in this podcast. And they tell me, like, that they're like, oh my God, me and my husband, same conversation, same argument, blah, 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 blah.
And do they ever say, Killian's right?
No.
Funny that. Because I actually get, seen as we're making up lies here, I get loads of DMs from people saying, oh, that happened, maybe you're right.
Prove. I got a voice message the other day.
How amazing would it be if we had listeners submitted? So we do have an email address that you can send your audio notes to. That would be unreal. Or you can also, on Instagram, just hit us up with an audio
note. Can send us the audio notes from both perspectives and we'll see who wins.
I can even doctor the audio if you want to keep anonymity. Yeah. And then we'll... Either A, we discuss who we think was right in the moment, but then also put it to the listener. And I say listener because there's just one person in Bangladesh listens to this podcast.
And my auntie in Spain.
She's asleep by now. You're kidding me. We're half an hour in. Sleep well, Rita. Sleep well. You are a strong, confident woman. I think that could be really cool.
Let's do it.
Okay. So what we need to find is... a couple who listen to the show who'd be prepared to
send us in
their side of
an argument
they had.
That they had, and then we can decipher it and see which side we're taking.
That's the new
segment.
Who
wins the argument.
So you see, we're
evolving
the website.
Maybe we could do a giveaway and whoever sends in the best one.
Whichever
one we use, we'll send them out a prize, a gift, and it'd be full of beauty products.
we'll put a good gift.
We'll put a good gift together. We'll contact a couple of people.
We're no sample sizes here.
No, full no, size.
Full size product.
We'll put a photo of it up during the week and everything. Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
Right, that's a good way to end the podcast on a high.
Okay.
Now it could be a low next week when they send it through.
Imagine it was, so I walked in on my fella having sex with a neighbour. Now he thinks it was my fault because I came back early from work and I should have still been at work.
Those shit like that goes on.
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
Anyway, we did enough unpacking of other people's issues and problems today.
We'll chat to you next week.
Pack up our own and hit the road. That was a real Cillian O'Sullivan. I did a U there. You love one of those. Like, you always do that.
Yeah,
like,
I was,
you were saying about mom, it's like a lasagna. It's like.
So how do you get it so wrong? Because you're going to take away from this that I think your mom's a lasagna. And Jennifer being Jennifer is probably only half listening to this in one ear while she's doing something else. So all she hears, she'll just perk up at the moment. Or maybe no. Do you know what will happen? Rita will say, oh, they were talking about you again, Jennifer. They called you a lasagna. And then Jennifer won't listen to this. She'll just think that I'm the son-in-law calling her lasagna. Which I'm not, Jennifer. You're not a lasagna. You're great. You're a great support to us. We very much appreciate you and we love you.
Such a licker.
All of your
Anyway,
layers.
On that note, have a great week, guys. Enjoy the sunshine. Oh my God.
Even start week, baby.
Ireland is amazing in the sun.
Go on with yourselves.
Enjoy. Take care.